Hi, and welcome to the Salvation Army Southwest podcast. You'll find engaging messages here, so please go ahead and listen and check out some of our other messages and enjoy what you hear. You can always follow us online on our Facebook page or go to our website to find out more information. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much, Joey and Mark and the rest of you. We are glad to be able to come here with my wife and our good friends from Melbourne. Yep. I'm very excited to be able to share with you the Word of God. It is always my passion to speak and share the Word of God. Yeah. And I have been teaching from the book of 1 and 2 Thessalonians. So this morning I've decided to share from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Maybe after that, Mark or Joey may want to continue. After Easter, maybe. Okay, now, 1 Thessalonians. I will begin with saying that Apostle Paul came to Thessalonica in his second missionary journey. He shared the gospel in this city, and in a few weeks, he successfully planted a church there. Now, a few weeks later, or at the most, a few months later, Paul was forced by fierce opposition to leave Thessalonica. You know, the opposition was so fierce that Paul had no choice but to flee Thessalonica. And then Paul was very concerned after he left Thessalonica for this young church that he had just planted. No, he was very concerned for them. He prayed for them day and night. And when he could stand it no longer, at the first possibility that came along, he sent Silas and Timothy to find out what had happened to this young church. And this young church that was forced to be left alone to survive, did not just survive, but thrive. They thrive, they grow, and they became the model for all other churches everywhere. How amazing is that? So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7, let us look at this verse again. And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, your faith in God has become known everywhere. Now, this young church became a model church. From the time of their birth, they have grown to become an example for all other churches everywhere. And how amazing would that be? This church become known everywhere, a model church. Now, a few months old church left to be alone to survive had grown to become a model church. Now, let's ask this question. How did this happen? And then, what made them a model church? As you can see in the scripture, I will show you, it is the quality of this church that make them the model church for all other churches everywhere. So first, let's look at the quality of the Thessalonian church. The quality of the Thessalonian church. Number one, their work produced by faith. Their labor prompted by love. Number two. Number three, their endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. And that we can see in verse 3 in chapter 1. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. So let's look briefly. Number one, their work produced by faith. Now, there is no specific work of faith that is mentioned in the book of Thessalonians, but in the Bible, as you look into the Bible, you will see plenty of work of faith. The examples are there. And one of them you can turn to is Hebrews chapter 1, the faith chapter, right? And in this, I want to quote just one verse from there. As an example, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, by faith Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. Now, this is just an example of the work of faith. He did something. He trusted the Lord and he did something as God directed him. Number two, their labor prompted by love. Again, it is not mentioned what kind of labor of love. But it is definitely one that was filled with the compassion of God. What they did show the love of God clearly. People are being touched by their love and in what they did for the people. So, no doubt about it. The word translated labor is from the word corpus. It is often used to refer to especially difficult or tiresome work. So they did all this difficult work and tiresome work to help people and they show the love of God. Number three, their endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what did the Thessalonian church endure? Number one, they endure persecution. As you study the book of Thessalonians, you will see that this church has gone through terrible persecution. And they did not compromise their faith even when persecuted. So they endured. In verses 9 and 10, they tell how you wait for his son from heaven, that whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescued us from the coming wrath. They waited, they endured, they did not compromise. Now they know and they are sure that Jesus is coming back. When Jesus comes back, all their persecution will end. They know this well. They endured. And they also know that God will repay the people who persecuted them. And that is, I can point that out to you in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6. Paul said to them in his second letter, God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled and to us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels. So it is their hope. It is their hope in the return of Jesus that gave them the endurance. They endured all persecution because they are absolutely sure that Jesus is coming back again. Even though this is a young church, Paul had taught them well. Paul had already taught them about the coming of Jesus, coming back for them. They need to go through the hardship, the persecution until Jesus comes back. Now, we have gone through briefly the quality of the Thessalonians church. They are basically characterized by faith, hope, and love. Now, let us find out, how did they become a model church? For this, we are going to look at, number one, the salvation of the Thessalonians. The salvation of the Thessalonians. How were they saved? Number one, they have been chosen by God. First Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4 says, for we know, brothers, loved by God, that he has chosen you. You see, no one can be saved unless they are chosen by God. How were they chosen? They were chosen when the gospel came to them through the preaching of Paul. That's how important the preaching of the gospel is. The gospel was preached to them. Firstly, the gospel, when Paul came, Paul preached the gospel to them. See, somebody got to preach the gospel. No one can be chosen, no one can be saved without the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It was then, it is still the same today. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, God has chosen you and I through someone who first shared the gospel with us. If you have not heard the gospel of God from someone, you will not have faith to be saved even today. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5, because our gospel came to you. The next scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction. You know, with power, the gospel is preached not simply with words. You may just hear my words, but it's not just with words. There is great power in the word of God. You know, Paul says, the gospel I preach is not just human words. Now, let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. And we also thank God continually because when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of man, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is at work in you who believe. You know, God's powerful word is released through your mouth. You have to open your mouth to speak the word of God. We have to open our mouth, not for the great power of God to be released to touch life and change life. That's how it works. The powerful word of God. When the gospel was preached to the Thessalonians, they believed. The word of God produced faith in them. And they came under the power of the conviction of the Holy Spirit. They repented of their sins. They changed. They turned to God from idols to serve the living and through God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9. They tell how you turn to God from idols to serve the living and through God. You know, the Thessalonians, they worship all kinds of idols. All kinds. They had turned to God from idols. You know, it's from one end, they turn to the other end. They have turned. They stopped worshiping all their idols. Now these people have been brought up praying to idols, just like me. You know, when I was young, my parents, they worshiped different gods and on and on. Now they had turned to worship the only one and true God and living God, Jesus Christ. No more worshiping idols. Amen. You know, the moment they heard the gospel of Jesus and were convicted of by the Holy Spirit, they turned to God and they gave up all the idols they have been worshiping. Now for us, what are our idols? What are our idols? You know, the world and the things in this world are our idols. You know, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life basically summarize, includes all the idols that we have in our lives. Then the good thing is, when we turn to Christ, we have turned to God. We have turned to God from the lust of the flesh. We have turned to God from the lust of the eyes. We have turned to God from the pride of life. Isn't that amazing? This is the salvation that Thessalonian has experienced. And I hope this is really true in our life as well. You know, we love the world. And we have been living for the world for years, for some many, many years. The world passionately satisfies the lust of our flesh, the lust of our eyes, the pride of life, you know, in our hearts. They captivated our hearts. Now, if you haven't given up these idols, it is time. It is high time. Some people say it is high time to give them up and turn to God fully. Don't turn halfway. Turn fully to the Lord. You got to have a real salvation experience in Christ, like the Thessalonians. Now, the salvation of the Thessalonians was real. The salvation of the Thessalonians was life-changing. This is the main reason they had become a model church. They had a real experience with the power of God that came through the preaching of Paul with a deep conviction of the Holy Spirit that changed their life. Amen? Now, the second reason they had become a model church was because of the example they had. They had a good example. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5, you know, Paul says to them, you know how we live among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord. In spite of severe suffering, you welcome the message with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. You see, example is extremely, extremely, extremely important. Most people live by example, good or bad. Some people underestimated the power of example. Paul lived his life before the Thessalonians, giving them a godly example to follow. Paul lived only a few months in Thessalonica, but his godly example impacted the life of the Thessalonian church. So do not think for a moment, even just for a moment, that example is not important. Especially to the young children. People may follow our example for the rest of their life. You know, what I am today, a lot of it I have followed the example of others that I pick up along the way and it has stuck with me for life. We got to be careful how we live our life. Many times our actions speaks louder than what we say. You know, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10, Paul says, you are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believe. God, or not Paul, lived out godly example. So a real salvation and a real life example impacted the life of the Thessalonians. Even under persecution, they stood firm. Even under persecution, they did not compromise. Even under persecution, they continued to care for the saints and the needy in their ministry as a church. Even under persecution, they continued to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. They did not compromise at all. So the Thessalonian church became a model church for all other churches. Everywhere to follow. The quality of the model church is faith, hope, and love. I pray these qualities grow more and more in this church. Amen. You know, if I were to end here, some of you may be happy. Now it's finished, we can go. But you will miss, if I were to end here, you will miss the most important reason why the Thessalonians church became a model church. And you don't want to miss this. The most important reason. What do you think is the most important reason why the Thessalonian church became a model church. Why? Why? The Holy Spirit. The presence of the Holy Spirit, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Spirit, the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the conviction of the Holy Spirit, Nothing is impossible without the presence and the work of the Holy Spirit in the church. You see, the gospel came with deep conviction of the Holy Spirit. Joy given by the Holy Spirit in spite of severe suffering. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5. Let's look at it again. Because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but with the power, with the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction. You know how we live among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord in spite of severe suffering. You welcome the message with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. You see, the Thessalonian church would not have become the model church if the Thessalonian believers received not the joy of the Holy Spirit to sustain them through the severe suffering and persecution they faced. They were going through terrible time living for the Lord. They would have given up. Discouragement would have overtaken them if not for the joy given by the Holy Spirit to counter the severe suffering they were going through. With the Holy Spirit, you may be alone, but you are never alone. With the Holy Spirit, you never preach alone. I might be here standing alone, but when the Holy Spirit is with me and with you all the time, as you speak, the Holy Spirit speaks. That is why the gospel is never simply just human words when it is preached. But it is the powerful word of God filled with the conviction of the Holy Spirit. With deep conviction. Only the conviction of the Holy Spirit can touch hearts and change lives. You may nag and nag and nag at someone without the conviction of the Holy Spirit. It's useless. Only when people are convicted in the hearts by the Holy Spirit, there is genuine repentance in the heart and in faith in Christ Jesus. Otherwise, no matter what man says and do, there will not be genuine repentance in the hearts and faith in Christ. See, there is no Thessalonians church if the Holy Spirit was not present and at work in the ministry, in the preaching ministry of the Apostle Paul. Nothing is possible without the presence and the work of the Holy Spirit. We ask, where is the fire? No, the church of blood and fire. Where is the fire? Where is the fire of the Holy Spirit? You know, is it to be found? No, on the flag only? Blood and fire on the flag only? Is it not supposed to be found in the hearts of men and in the hearts of women in the Salvation Army Church? What happened to the fire of the Holy Spirit? You know, when the Holy Spirit is not present, another spirit is present. What is the spirit? It is called the critical spirit. When the Holy Spirit is not present, another spirit is present. And many times it is the critical spirit. Is it the critical spirit condemns people, but the Holy Spirit empowered people? What spirit do you have? What spirit do you have? Do you have the Holy Spirit? Do you have the fire? Jesus said to his disciples to wait for the Holy Spirit. Jesus also said to ask for the Holy Spirit. In Luke chapter 11, verse 13, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? So, let us close here now with this. Let us pray and ask for the Holy Spirit until we are baptized once again with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Amen. You know, what did John the Baptist say? Luke chapter 3, verse 13. John answered all of them, I baptize you with water, but one more powerful than I will come. The straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Amen. Let us take this time and spend some time in prayer. And sing this chorus, if we can. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Oh, let us really, be brought to this point this morning and reach out to the Lord in prayer and pray. If we want to become a model church, we cannot do it without the presence and the work of the Holy Spirit helping us. Amen.